Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Laptops crack and hookers, oh my. That is the story of the Biden crime family, at least for today. And new allegations that have come out against Hunter Biden. James Comer and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene are demanding information now on Hunter Biden's hookers, claiming that they may have been sex trafficking victims. And that is something that the government should clearly be looking at. I want you to hear what Taylor Greene had to say as she displayed images of Hunter Biden with prostitutes during the House Oversight and Accountability Committee hearing. Listen carefully.
I believe this is a violation of the Mann Act. This is Hunter Biden's. This is his proof that he bought the ticket. He bought it for this woman right here. He flew her from Los Angeles to Washington on June 14th, flew her back to Los Angeles, California on June 15th of 2018. So when Hunter Biden paid for this woman to do this with him, to travel across state lines from California to Washington, D.C. on June 15th, this is a violation of the Mann Act. This was prostitution. Mr. Shapley, you started an investigation into Hunter Biden, codenamed Sportsman, which opened in November of 2018. It was an offshoot of an investigation the IRS was conducting into a foreign-based amateur online pornography platform. This is evidence of Hunter Biden Chairman, making sex. Excuse me, this is my time. Making pornography.
Now, the pictures that she was showing were pictures that he made that were clearly pornographic. Of course, Democrats immediately scrambled to try to shut it down and to shut her up and to make sure that she couldn't talk about it. She was holding it up there to make a point that the government's clearly not protecting these young girls that he sex trafficked across state lines. If you do that, or if I did that, or anybody else, you go to jail. You're charged with those crimes. So how is Hunter Biden, with the evidence to prove that he paid for the ticket? In fact, we now know that he paid for those tickets out of his law firm and then trafficked them, sex trafficked them halfway, or not halfway, basically all the way across the country. And this is why House Republicans on Friday decided to ratchet up the pressure on the Justice Department to share information on an alleged list of first son Hunter Biden's prostitutes, saying they could be victims in need of federal support. Now, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and, as you heard there, Congresswoman Greene wrote to the Justice Department that information should be handed over by September the 22nd. ahead of a possible impeachment inquiry into President Biden for his alleged role in Hunter's foreign business dealings. The Committee on Oversight and Accountability continues to investigate whether the Department of Justice is upholding the rights of victims who were sexually exploited by Robert Hunter Biden. James Comer wrote to the DOJ Human Trafficking Coordinator Hillary Axum and Crime Victims Director Christina Rose. Now, we have people at the DOJ, and their entire job is to stand up for the victims of sex trafficking, of human trafficking, and to go after the people that are that have hired them. That would obviously be the president's son. We know the transactions. We know who the women are. We know the names. We know the bank accounts the money came from. And we have the evidence of the pictures and the videos and time stamped and where they were from the laptop, which is less well known than other allegations involving the Biden family, as special counsel David Weiss is preparing to file federal charges against the 53-year-old first son. The charges, of course, are going to be charges that cannot connect back to his father, like the gun crime charge. Now, we have image after image of Hunter Biden with alleged prostitutes from his laptop, and we have the bank statements of those prostitutes where they were paid, and also the bank statements where he was paying for their flights to come see him. Comer and Green are demanding to know who at the DOJ compiled a list of sex workers whose travel may have violated the Mann Act. Hunter Biden reportedly used at least $5,000 wires by his father to him to pay a Russian escort in Massachusetts as well. There's no evidence the elder Biden knew the reason his son needed the money. But what we do know is the money came in, the money went out to the hookers. A list of women believed to have crossed state lines for paid sex with Hunter, possibly violating the Mann Act prohibition on interstate prostitution, was described in June 1 congressional testimony by IRS whistleblower Joseph Ziegler. Violations of the Mann Act, M-A-N-N Act, carry criminal penalties. In a high-profile recent case, for example, it was used to prosecute billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Maxwell. Now, you may remember that Maxwell was his, I don't know, like live-in girlfriend slash female pimp that hooked him up with underage girls. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison for sex trafficking underage girls. And the Mann Act was used so that she could be prosecuted. Now, James Comer is demanding to know who at the DOJ compiled a list, because we know a list exists, of sex workers whose travel may have violated the Mann Act, and whether any victims have been notified of their statutory rights. Testimony from an Internal Revenue Service whistleblower indicated the DOJ compiled a list of potential victims relating to an investigation of Hunter Biden for Mann Act violations. These women may be victim under the Crime Victims Rights Act and may also be afforded mandatory restitution pursuant to the Mandatory Victim Restitution Act. In light of the DOJ's refusal to communicate in a meaningful way with the committee, we have great skepticism that the DOJ has been adequately communicating with crime victims, obviously referring to the women sex trafficked by Joe Biden's son. Now, let me go back to also how this whistleblower explained this story, because it's pretty damning. Ziegler is the whistleblower, all right, from the IRS. He investigated Hunter's finances for 5 years. He told the House Ways and Means Committee that Justice Department officials were compiling a long list of women who traveled across state lines to engage in paid sex. Quote, there were some flying people across state lines, paying for their travel, paying for their hotels. They were what we called Mann Act violations, Ziegler stated to Congress under oath. He said, quote, I know that they were compiling them together. I don't know what they ended up doing with them. Referring to the DOJ's investigation, he said, I know there was an effort at some point to compile them, but I don't know what ultimately happened with them. The Oversight Committee Republicans are now accusing the DOJ officials of making, quote, the alarming decision to ignore our original requests for information sent on July the 25th And they now have written that Rose should inform the panel by September the 15th if she refuses to appear voluntarily for a briefing to discuss all of these issues. Now, the request also comes after David Weiss on Wednesday indicated that he expects to indict Hunter Biden this month on charges of lying about his drug use on a federal gun purchase form in Delaware. The one case that does not connect him in any capacity to his father or any of the money that's been coming in from the shady bad actors and oligarchs around the world. Weiss, who's the U.S. attorney for Delaware, who should have never gotten this job. In fact, he's ineligible for this job. But who do you tell that to? The guy who gave him his job, the Attorney General of the United States of America. It's in violation of what a special prosecutor is supposed to be, an unbiased from outside the agency person. Instead, he appointed a special prosecutor who was from the inside, who gave Hunter Biden the sweetheart immunity deal at the very beginning. Now, Grant Weiss, who has been granted the special counsel status last month by Garland in order to file, quote, tax fraud charges against the first son outside of Delaware after the collapse of a probation-only plea deal that happened in court in July. And what is he doing now? Going right back with the same exact charges, charges that protect the crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wanted to go to the Holy Land? I'm talking about Israel. Well, I want you to come with me, Ben Ferguson, on an amazing trip that you'll never forget. Israel is the cradle of Judaism, Christianity, and of many of the principles that we hold dear as Americans. You're going to visit sites like the Armageddon Battlefield, Nazareth, Jericho, Jerusalem. You'll walk in the footsteps of biblical figures like King David and Jesus Christ. I'm going to meet up with you in Jerusalem and experience with you the city's great sites like the Western Wall, the Temple Mount, and the Via Dolorosa. This trip will deepen your understanding of the Bible and of Western civilization. The trip's going to be May the 6th through the 15th of 2024. People are signing up fast, so book your spot now before it's too late. For more information or to register, visit ChristianExpedition.com/Ben. ChristianExpedition.com/Ben or 877-234-3002. That's 877-234-3002 or ChristianExpedition.com/Ben. I want to get back to this Hunter Biden story for you so that you know now some of the new breaking news. Not only is Hunter Biden now being accused by a member of Congress of sex trafficking and breaking federal laws by trafficking women across state lines, but there's also something else in the story. Prosecutors, we now have learned, are also seeking to criminally charge, or were seeking, I should say, to criminally charge the president's son in Los Angeles and Washington for dodging about $2.2 million in taxes from 2014 to 2019 on his income from foreign business ventures that often involved his father. The IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley and Ziegler said Biden-appointed U.S. attorney blocked those charges. That's contrary to Garland, Merrick Garland's under oath assurances about Weiss's autonomy to do his job the way he needs to do it. Now, it's unclear at this point if Weiss intends to refile tax fraud charges against Hunter Biden in one venue or bring separate cases in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., or if Weiss will tack on charges for alleged money laundering or violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. But what we do know is this. The most egregious charges that would have put Hunter Biden in the most serious legal jeopardy have expired. The statute of limitations. And that may be the biggest win of all is the fact that David Weiss knew the statute of limitations were running out. And knew that if he slow played the statute of limitations, then that at some point it wouldn't even matter because he wouldn't have the ability to charge people with crimes anymore because the statute of limitations had, you guessed it, run out. Now, this is just how corrupt the Biden crime family and the DOJ is, which brings me to another story that's broken. Morgan Stanley, you know Morgan Stanley, it's a pretty big bank. Morgan Stanley had a banker, and we now have learned that that banker filed fraudulent schemes, a SEC complaint, directly against Hunter Biden, and no one apparently looked into it on purpose. That is the new accusation that has just come out. A Morgan Stanley banker filed the formal complaint with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission against an investment firm directly linked to Hunter Biden back in 2016. A new document disclosed to Congress this week confirms compliance officers at U.S. Bank, we also know, flagged at least 170 different suspicious activity reports against the Biden-linked firms for the U.S. Treasury to review. But filing a complaint with the SEC, the top securities market regulator in the U.S., is a far more serious step, quote unquote. So what did they do with that intel after they got it from Morgan Stanley? Well, let me tell you what was going on at the time of this complaint. So at the time of this complaint, Joe Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States of America. The Morgan Stanley whistleblower, through a lawyer from New York, filed the complaint on November the 1st of 2016 with the SEC under the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. The complaint flagged suspicious transactions and fraudulent schemes, although much of the complaint material in the name of the whistleblower has been redacted. That is important, by the way. The complaint itself did not directly mention Hunter Biden, but a series of attachments incorporated in the complaint clearly did, including the May 2015 compliance presentation completed with the Hunter Biden dossier. That's pretty shocking. There was an attachment to that complaint that concerned Hunter Biden's linked firm, Rosemont Seneca. Whistleblower, and it was redacted, quote, had various reports to his employer that he made, Morgan Stanley, regarding the fraudulent scheme detailed in the addendum, which were perpetrated by third parties, the complaint reads. Quote, in addition to seeking recovery in connection with his prior reporting, the whistleblower's name again redacted, makes this submission of offering new information concerning additional security frauds being perpetrated, the complaint adds. So he's saying this is an ongoing fraud that's taking place and there are serious losses and I'm letting you know this is happening and I'm going to the Securities and Exchange Commission because it's not being taken seriously, I guess, by my bosses or my institution, which is exactly why you would get a lawyer and then go to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, this is a massive red flag. If anybody else was doing this, I'm sure it would have gotten a lot of attention. But they knew who the target was. Who was the target? None other than the President of the United States of America and his family. Quote, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or with anyone else, anything having to do with their businesses, period. That's what the president said in 2019. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration, referring to the Obama administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government. Powerful allegations suggest otherwise. And in other words, Joe Biden was lying yet again. The allegations include, but are not limited to, photos, text messages, and audio recordings, and IRS and former business partners whistleblowing about seeing all that we just talked about, which is pretty damning. The Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire fraud also connect back to the text messages, which connect back to the emails, which connect back to the WhatsApp messages, which connect back to the photos of Joe and Hunter Biden hanging out with his business partners, which connect back to Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter about his business dealings, which also connect back to five individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy, which also connect back to two whistleblower new testimonies, which also connect back to the FBI's FD-1023 form, alleging recorded phone calls and text messages between Biden and a Burisma executive, which also connect back to the FBI informant who alleges bribes were made, which also connect back to video of Joe Biden bragging about the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor, which then connect back to Hunter Biden's statements about giving half his income to his dad, which then connect back to former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in the Ukrainian business dealings. And that connects back to the millions flowing into the Biden family bank accounts that are confirmed by the suspicious activity reports, which then connect back to Hunter Biden paying for Joe Biden expenses, including the remodeling of his home, which then connect to the new email aliases, multiple aliases that we have right now for the sitting president of the United States of America. Now, if everything that I just told you sounds overwhelming, it should be overwhelming, except it's all factual. It's all accurate. And you can connect every single damn dot that I just told you backwards and forwards, up and down, left and right. They all connect. So why is the Department of Justice not doing anything? I think you can probably answer that question. I think you know exactly why none of this is being looked at and all of it is being swept under the rug. Now, if you go back to the sex trafficking and then you connect it to the money, then you can start seeing the money flowing and you can see where it flowed. That's the reason why the Biden crime family, the DOJ, doesn't want to look at this. They don't want to look at the sex trafficking because it opens up a massive can of worms financially. The amount of financial liability to the Biden crime family, if you start looking into the money and you start looking into the cash and you start looking into where it came from and who was sending it, never forget, it's a fact now that Hunter Biden needed $5,000. And his daddy sent it, and immediately, where did Hunter Biden send the money? To sex traffic a woman to come have sex with him. That's kind of a big deal. It's not a little deal. It's a big deal. Now, do I think that Hunter Biden called his dad and said, hey, dad, I got to bang a hooker tomorrow night at 7. I really need the $5,000 now? No. I don't believe that's how that conversation went. I want to be clear. Do I think that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden knew that Hunter Biden was addicted to drugs and to prostitutes? Absolutely. Do I think that he knew his son was a pathological liar and an addict? Yes. He said that. He said as much. So then why would you start? Why would you keep seeing this money? I'll tell you why. Because you needed to keep your bag man happy. And Hunter Biden was the bag man. So if it takes blow and hookers to keep him happy, then you keep giving him enough money so he'll keep being your bag man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to this other story that I also think is very important, and it connects back to the corruption of the Biden family and how the Democratic machine is fighting back right now. You may have also seen this headline. We've now learned that Georgia's special grand jury recommended charges against Senator Lindsey Graham, David Perdue, and Kelly Loeffler, among a hell of a lot of others. This Georgia special grand jury, which was nothing more than a political witch hunt, a hit list, an enemies list, right? Decided, yeah, we should start locking up people in the Senate and Congress and hell anywhere else. They went after Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, David Perdue, and Kelly Loeffler. Special grand jury panel report released Friday shows that the recommended charges were in connection with former President Donald Trump's August the 14th indictment by the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis for allegedly attempting to challenge the 2020 presidential election results. Now, the reason why I think the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis didn't charge them is because she understood that would be too much for people to bite off. But when you hate Donald Trump, you can get away with it. The special jury panel and the 28-page report that was released revealed that the panel recommended indictments not only against Graham, Perdue, and Loeffler, along with former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and Boris Epstein, a Trump advisor. The Georgia special grand jury's foreperson, who became notorious for her multiple media appearances, including an interview on CNN where she laughed about bringing down the former president. Willis indicted nearly 20 people, but excluded Graham, Loeffler, Perdue, Flynn, and Epstein. Among those indicted were former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell. Many of them were charged on state racketeering charges. Now, as you know, Trump faces 13 counts and was charged with 18 other lawyers, aides, and supporters facing 41 counts collectively. Lindsey Graham, United States Senator, was asked today about this. Like, I'm sure he didn't know about it until this came out. It's like, wait, what? I was going to be charged? Listen to what he said.
What do you think of the report being released today, its contents, and what the recommendation was from the special grand jury?
You know, I have, I'm very worried about the country right now. I was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This election was contested in courts in multiple states. I had to explain to the people of South Carolina my vote, had to decide whether or not to have a hearing about the allegations in Georgia and other places. I called around different states, including Georgia, as a sitting United States Senator, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I eventually certified the election in all states, including Georgia. I didn't find any evidence of mass voter fraud, but I did have concerns about the mail-in ballot systems in Georgia and other places. This is troubling for the country. We can't criminalize senators doing their job when they have a constitutional requirement to fulfill. It would be irresponsible for me, in my opinion, as chairman of the committee, not to try to find out what happened. It would be irresponsible for me to tell the voters of South Carolina what I did without actually trying to find out what the right answer was. So we're opening up Pandora's box here. Fulton County is one of the most liberal jurisdictions in the country. I fear this will spread, that the next election, Democrats may be on the other side of this. So at the end of the day, nothing happened. What I did was consistent with my job as being United States Senator, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. But it was just not me. Three United States senators were opening up Pandora's box. I think the system in this country is getting off the rails, and we have to be careful not to use the legal system.
It is getting off the rails. I think he's absolutely right. But this is not all the people that were, by the way, on the list that they were coming after. Let me let you hear what CNN said about who the grand jury wanted to charge, because it was more than just senators.
Today on Inside Politics, 39 names. I'm Dana Bash in Washington. The Fulton County Special Grand Jury report is out, and it begs a lot of questions. The biggest one is this. Why did District Attorney Bonnie Willis decide not to prosecute key political figures despite getting a go-ahead from a special grand jury? The names in this report read like a who's who of Donald Trump's orbit. Some who were indicted as part of the criminal conspiracy are Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and John Eastman. Now we are learning some of who were not. Cleta Mitchell, Burt Jones, who's Georgia's lieutenant governor now, longtime Trump aide and sometimes attorney Boris Epstein, former Trump national security advisor Michael Flynn, and some who serve and also served in the past in the United States Senate. Lindsey Graham, David Perdue, and Kelly Loeffler, those last two, of course, of Georgia. CNN's Sarah Murray has been closely looking over this newly released report. Sarah, what are you seeing?
Well, Dana, obviously the special grand jury felt that very many people deserve to be indicted after they heard months of evidence and heard from 75 witnesses. Again, this is not the grand jury that issued the indictments in this case. This was a grand jury whose job was to investigate, and they ultimately felt that 39 people should be indicted. Now, the district attorney did not just take that list and take it to a regular grand jury. What prosecutors did is they went through this name by name and they tried to determine, do the facts support a case against this person? Do we believe that we could put this before the regular grand jury, get an indictment, and that we have the evidence to be able to take this person to trial and to succeed? And ultimately, you see a lot of these names fall away. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis ended up indicting 19 individuals. 18 of them, including, of course, former President Donald Trump, were recommended to be indicted by the special purpose grand jury. There was another one who does not show up in that report, Mike Roman, who the district attorney ultimately decided to bring charges against. But I think what you're seeing is the difference between, you know, what normal folks, again, just regular people who served on a special purpose grand jury found offensive and thought maybe illegal versus what prosecutors felt they could actually prove and bring to trial, Dana.
This was a list of just, we want to lock up everybody that's a conservative, including the lieutenant governor of the state, because they were around Donald Trump. This was an enemies list. That's all it was. It was an enemies list. And this enemies list was long. And it was well thought out. Now, I do believe that the prosecutor even understood, I can't go that far. Like, I can't start just locking up everybody or trying to lock up everybody. She did a hell of a lot of them, by the way. She went after those that are very close to Donald Trump at the top. But at the end of the day, what it was really about, what it really seemed to be about, was just saying, all right, everyone that's around Donald Trump, screw them. Ruin their life. Right? Like, I mean, seriously, just screw them. Ruin their life and get rid of them. Lock them up and put them in prison because they should have known better. They should have known better than to hang out with Donald Trump. And now we're going to punish them for being a conservative, for supporting Trump, for advocating for Trump, for being a part of Donald Trump's, you know, world. And by the way, this is exactly what they're hoping is going to happen. exactly what they hope is going to happen this time with Donald Trump. That good men and women are going to be too afraid to be around him, to support him, to advise him, to talk to him, to work to him. And I can tell you it's real. I know people that have turned down the opportunity to work with Donald Trump because they're too afraid of the legal liability and being in the situation that I just described. I mean, think about Lindsey Graham. What the hell did Lindsey Graham do? Nothing except for be a Trump supporter at that moment in time. They're like, yeah, screw him. All right. How many other senators were around him? Okay. Well, they were too. They had conversations. All right, fine. Screw them too. Right. Let's just indict everybody. And now what we understand is these grand juries, you go to the right place. And you get the right liberals, you get the right communists, they'll indict people and then they'll go on TV and they'll talk about it. I played this psycho young girl who's like, I just love the idea of swearing in you President Donald J. Trump. And she like is fantasizing about it. She was talking in her interviews, like fantasizing about wanting to put Trump in jail and to stick him before, you know, to swear him in. That's how psycho these people are. Never forget that. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends. Write us a 5-star review as well. It helps us reach more people. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.